You know, I get asked all the time in this business, I think people, in just the human nature, they want a secret. They want maybe a shortcut to success. And so a lot of times when I'm traveling across the country, I have people come up to me and go, okay, I've seen the business presentation, I've been to the trainings, but tell me, what is the real secret to success? And, you know, I've thought a lot about that, because if there really was a secret, I'd want you all to have it, right? I mean, it's not like there is one and we're keeping it from you. I mean, we want you to be successful in this business. And the truth is, what you're learning today, all the steps that you have to go through to be successful in Ambit, it's a process. But there is one thing that I think is helpful in that process. I'm convinced that a lot of people are in our business for a year or more and have gotten paid well and still don't understand our compensation plan. And so I think it's important that you understand in this business there's a secret to at least motivation in a direction that matters. It's understanding what you get paid to do in this business. And I mean it. I see people who are senior consultants and even executive consultants in our business who still have not figured out what it is that they get paid to do. So if there's a secret in our business, it's that, and I'm going to give it to you today. I'm going to explain to you what it is that you get paid to do. And I think hopefully this will help you a little bit change your perspective on your business. We only get paid to do two things in this business: gather a handful of loyal customers and help other people do the same thing. Okay, that's the only two activities that trigger income in this business: gathering a few loyal customers and helping other people do the same thing. Everything else, while it may be necessary, is not an activity that produces income. You do not get paid for attending a business presentation unless you bring a guest who gets in the business and who you help enroll loyal customers. You don't get paid for checking your voicemail or being on a conference call or a million of the other things that you do every day, day in and day out, to build your business. The only two things that you do in this business that produce income are to gather a handful of loyal customers and help other people do the same thing. So let's look at those two transactions, and so we can think about where the income comes from and proportionate to the activity. I mean, you guys are a mixed group this morning, and we don't know who is watching this right now on Power Zone or any of that, but I can tell from the crowd that we've got a diverse group here. How much do you get paid in Texas for gathering a personal customer every month? How much?
50
cents. 50 cents. What about New York?
5 cents.
5 cents? Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You get, for a New York customer that you personally enroll, 5 cents per customer per month. How are you going to achieve financial freedom on a nickel a month? All right, now let me ask you a question. How much do you get for helping a new consultant enroll two loyal customers or three loyal customers?
$100?
So you get a nickel for gathering your own a month now, so 60 cents a year. Or you get $100 for helping a new consultant enroll a few loyal customers. Why is there such a disparity there? Well, let me tell you. First of all, it's the only way that you can achieve financial freedom in this business. There's not a person in this room today, as talented as you all are, who could go out and gather enough customers personally to achieve financial freedom in this business. It would require, in New York, 15, 20,000 personal customers. Even if I were able to pay you $3 or $4 a month per customer, you couldn't achieve financial freedom by going out and personally enrolling that many customers. About halfway through it, you would be spending all your time trying to replace the ones that were moving every month or that you were losing to a competitor. You just couldn't keep up with the attrition. There's no way one person going out and just gathering customers can get what they're trying to get out of this business financially. And so this compensation plan has designed itself to trick you into financial freedom. We put $100 on the activity that matters the most, and we put a nickel on the activity that matters the least. And I'm convinced that people still don't understand this compensation plan. And I hear people in our business all the time continuing to talk about all the customers they're personally enrolling. And I think that's great, and we take all the customers that we can get, and we love them. But you understand you only need 20 ever in this business to get everything that you're ever going to get out of it. This business is about distribution. And the only way you're going to achieve financial freedom is if you create your own distribution channel of entrepreneurs who are all going out and working to get 20 customers. And it's very simple. It's not unlike Coca-Cola. It's a perfect example of a company that understands what it gets paid to do. Coca-Cola is a beverage company. They're not confused about it. They're very clear on it. Years and years ago, they made the decision that they're not going to be in the distribution business. They're going to be in the software and beverage development business. And so they spend millions and millions of dollars a year in research and development coming up with new soft drinks. And then they have distributors and franchise owners that are responsible for taking those beverages and selling them to the end user. And they draw a clear distinction between the two. And if you think about this business, it's no different. If you were an ambit vendor and you had to decide where you were going to spend your time, effort, and energy, and you looked at your business as a vending machine, you would have two options. You could go out and put a vending machine on a corner, okay, and you could sit there all day long with a sign that says ice cold beverages, and you could probably drive a lot of traffic to your vending machine. I mean, how many beverages do you think you could sell in one vending machine if you focused all your time, effort, and energy on it every day? 100 a day? 200 a day? Whatever it is, let's just say it's 200 a day. That's 1,000 during a work week or 4,000 during a work month. Let's say you can sell them for $1 a piece. That's $4,000 a month. Cost of your machine, cost of the drinks. Let's say you have a 50% margin. That's $2,000 in gross profit, and you got to pay the government. And whatever you have left after that is what you netted in income. Let's say it's $1,000 a month from one machine. How do you turn that into 4 or 5? It's not going to be by working on the weekends with the sign and holding up a sign on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, that might get you another couple hundred a week. But now you're working 7 days a week and you've maxed out what that vending machine can create. Guys, that's just like you as a personal customer gatherer. At some point, there's a limit to how many customers you can personally gather, and the returns start to diminish after 20. The only way to scale your business in that scenario is to go out and put another vending machine on another corner, and another vending machine on another corner, and another vending machine on another corner. You understand that the leverage of a person who owns vending machines is not having one, it's having hundreds of them all across a city or a state or a country, and getting paid a little bit on every beverage that gets distributed through their network of vending machines. Nobody ever got rich with one vending machine trying to sell beverages, even in Texas when it's 105 degrees in the summer. And you won't get rich in ambit if you get in this business and think you're going to do it by going out and gathering customers. They're important, but you can't gather enough of them to achieve financial freedom. The only way that you are going to achieve financial freedom in this business is by creating a network of distributors who are also out gathering a handful of loyal customers. And we have a process that you're going to learn today that helps you do that.